Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
just as like mountains high soaring above, like clouds which are fountains of goodness and love.
To all life thou givest, to both big and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree, then wither and perish, but not changed be.
The greatest in the goodest is light. Thine angels adore thee, the veiling their sight. All praise we render, oh, help us to see. Tis only the splendor of thy majesty.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters in Advent Light. Greetings in the precious name of Christ, our soon coming King. Welcome again, and we are going to go into a season of prayer. Brothers and sisters on this line, can you bow your head or kneel? We are going in prayer. The Lord said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning his will. He is there by our side. So let's pray. Father, we come once more to give you thanks for all the blessings you have restored upon your children. We thank you, Lord, for the plan of salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the home that you told us in your word that you have gone to prepare for us. We thank you, Lord, that you told us that we must look for that heavenly home and just have a glimpse of heaven. So this evening, Lord, myself and my brothers and sisters come to join to let you know, dear Lord, we are asking you to keep us and help us, that we will keep our eyes fixed on you to be obedient to your will and also to go and share your word so that we all will be with you when you come. Help us, Lord. This is our hope. We are looking forward for the second coming of you. And Lord, we know we cannot do it on our own. So we are asking you to give us that strength and that courage that we will stand up for you, dear Lord, and be obedient. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, on this line, we are asking you, you know, to cooperate this evening by pushing one, and you can share your testimony, your praise, and the goodness of what God have done for you. I'm going to do this little song, and then I will read our love letter for 1 Corinthians 13, and if anyone on the line would like to read, you can press 1 that you can read it, and we can just study until our brothers and sisters join. I'm going to sing this song. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but his smiles quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is best if we trust Trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor we show and the joy I bestows are to them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet or we'll walk by his side in the way where he says we will go, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the Lord is telling us that we must trust and obey, that we must be obedient. And as we are looking forward for is the heavenly home with our Lord, we have to be obedient to be there when he comes for us. So our prayer is for us to be obedient, trust him with his word by when we gain his the victory over all our sins and when he redeem us and fill us with the sweet Holy Spirit, where we can be able to go and share his word, evangelizing out there with our brothers and sisters, that we can share the word for our brothers and sisters can trust to and obey in God in what in his word and whatsoever the Lord wanted us to do, that we will be obedient with his will. I don't know if this line you want to read for me. I'm going to open this line. You can read Corinthians 13. You can just read maybe 1 to 4 verse and I will pick up. And if we are other, okay, all right. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, greetings again, my dear beloved. Welcome to Advent Light tonight. And I'm going to open the line for my sister to read Corinthians 13, a part of it, and then I will read it. Okay, 518. Okay, 518-650, your line is open. Okay, Sister Barnaby, your line is open. Okay, can you do your, I just sing an opening song, but you can sing your song and open and your scripture. If you could read Corinthians 13 for me when you're reading the scripture. 518-650, your line is open. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, Advent Light. Can you tell your name and where you're calling? Have a blessed evening. Let us give God all the praise tonight. Can you check your phone? 6190, your line is open. You are hearing? Okay. I cannot get anything from 518. Make I see what is happening here. Okay. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Power. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, Sister Power. First of all, I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's merciful. He's awesome. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Power. Sister Power, I have a prayer request. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. Before I sing a song, Sister Power, let me bring the prayer request. My prayer request is to pray for my mother, live for my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Brother Jihari too, Sister Power. Pray for Brother Jihari. Lift him up in prayer. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Sister Daniela, Sister Power. Her name is Sister Danielle. D-A-N-E-L-L-A. Live for Sister Danielle, Sister Power, because she have only one job, Sister Power. Sister Power, I spoke to her yesterday and I told her that I say Danielle, you should have two jobs. You should be like a staff member and you could work with clients and staff. And Sister Power, the place called where I go, it calls Baycove, B-A-Y-C-O-V-E, Baycove, Sister Power. Pray for Sister Danielle and she can have two jobs. Lift her up in prayer, Sister Power, because right, she needs okay, a lot of prayer. Amen. Sister Power, let me sing a song right now. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer. The creation testify. Oh, Lord. My Redeemer. Brothers and sisters, have faith in God because God is good. God is awesome. Brothers and sisters, let's open our mouth and praise God. Let's worship Him, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, just like Sister Power said, brothers and sisters, let's open our mouth. Let's praise God. Let's magnify His name. Let us rejoice, brothers and sisters, because brothers and sisters, God is good. God is awesome. Brothers and sisters, give God praise. Give God honor because He is good, brothers and sisters. You better shout, brothers and sisters, on this prayer line. Sister Payne, Sister Destinelli, Sister Barlett, have faith in the Lord because God is good. God is awesome. Today's the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad that today's the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Brothers and sisters, let's have faith. Just like Sister Power say, let's have faith in God. Let's have faith in God. Sister Destinelli, Sister Payne, Sister Paulette, let's have faith in God because He is good. He's awesome. He's worthy to be praised. May God continue to bless you all on this prayer line. Brothers and sisters, with prayer line family, let's pray together. Let's pray together. Let's sing together. Let's shout together. Let's cry out to the Lord, brothers. I need a lot of prayer, brothers and sisters. Sister Power, please lift up Brother Jari in prayer. And brothers and sisters, have faith in God because God is good, brothers and sisters. God is good.
Yes,
have faith
amen.
In Him because
amen.
He is good, brothers and sisters. Let's
amen.
Shout hallelujah,
amen.
Mr. Payne. Let's shout hallelujah, Mr. Sinelli. Let's shout hallelujah. Let's shout hallelujah. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Give Him thanks. Give Him
amen.
Thanks. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. May God continue to bless you all on this prayer line. God will break every chain for your Sister Payne. God will break every chain for your Edessa Nelly. God will break every chain for your
love our sister, Sister Paulette. May God bless you on this prayer line. Bless you, Sister Shal, on this prayer line. Give God thanks.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, brother. Heal life for giving praise on this line, for us to be shouting, for us to be giving thanks to God for all the things. We have so much praise report, like Brother Eli, and as he's praying for all his brothers and sisters praying for us, Brother Eli is asking us to, for us to praise God tonight, because he is worthy. He is worthy, worthy to be praised. So we want to thank you, Brother Eli, for coming on, and also thank you for sharing. I opening this line again. I opened a while ago and I did not get any response. 518-650, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? 518-650. Can you check your phone? All right, brothers and sisters. I don't know what is happening here. Oh, I'm opening this line now. 631, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Your line is open. Listen, good evening, each and everyone in Advent Light Prayer Line. It's truly a blessing to be on the line. I've been absent from the line for Thursday. I wasn't available. A lot of stuff was going on at funeral to go on Friday morning. So it was a busy day, a lot of traffic on the road heading back in. So I wasn't able to go on the line. I want to read a quotation from the book Counsel on Health, a very beautiful book that we all should read, Counsel on Health. And the topic is religion and health. The view held by some, paragraph 28.1, it says, the view held by some that spirituality is detrimental to health is a sophistry of Satan. The religion of the Bible is not detrimental to the health of either body or mind. The influence of the Spirit of God is the very best medicine for disease. Heaven is all health. And more deeply heavenly influences are realized, the more surely will be the recovery of the believing invalid. The true principles of Christianity open before all a source of inaccessible happiness. Religion is a continual wellspring from which the Christian can drink at will and never exhaust the fountain. As we read in 3 John 3 verse 2, God says, we wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. The final paragraph I'm going to read here is, paragraph 29.1, it says, those who walk in the path of wisdom and holiness find that godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. First Timothy 4 verse 8, they are alive to the enjoyment of life's real pleasures and are not troubled with vain regrets over misspent hours, nor with gloomy foreboding, as the whirling too often is. When not diverted by some excited amusement, godliness does not conflict with the laws of health, but it is in harmony with them. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of all real prosperity. So we see that, as I read earlier, that spirituality is detrimental. The view held by some that spirituality is a detrimental there is a sophistry of Satan. So many people said to be a Christian and abstaining from a lot of stuff that we do is detrimental to health, but it's a sophistry from Satan. It is one of Satan's avenues that he bring people to view Christianity as something that is not valuable. Especially we see the world in, look at us as are we going through trials, going through situations, and we do nothing about it. All we do is just pray and seek God, and they're not seeing God coming down to us. But we know that God has done so much for us as a people, and we have to just put our trust in Him and just allow our minds to be fully fixed on Christ. As the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind of your mind, that you may know the perfect will of God. So I pray that this week, as we know not what lies ahead, that we put our trust and confidence in God, whether we are in, where we are not feeling well, whether we do not have finances, God is our provider. He promised us that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Let us exhaust the throne of grace by continually praying to God and asking Him to fulfill His promise in our lives. Thank you for hearing my request and my sharing, and I pray that you will pray for me and my family, and I pray for the people of God who are seeking a country property, because the enemy seeks to hold back the progress of many. But I pray that God would unleash, because the cat is on a thousand and belong to you. Thank you so much, Sister Paul.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Anil, for coming and sharing and reading, reminding us that God tells us that, you know, our body is a living sacrifice, and also wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. And that is how important it is for us to be obedient with what God have given unto us, and especially, you know, during this crisis that we are in, God wants us to be obedient in following His health message and the health law. So we are asking each one of us, let us remember that God are looking for obedience and faithfulness. Thank you, my dear brother, for sharing, reminding us what God is expected from us. All right. 423-635, your phone, your line is open, sir.
Yes, hi, good evening, Sister Powell. How are you? This is Sister Powell. Sister Carla calling from Tennessee. I just wanted to call early or try to call now because I'm driving and my call might drop. But I just want to say hello to the brethren. And just want to ask for prayer for me and Sister Leola as we're going. We're almost at the Richardson family home. Ask that God will protect us and guide us and keep us, and that we shall return back safely tomorrow. And I just want to read Psalms chapter 28, starting at verse 1. It says, unto thee I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear my voice. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands towards thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity. Seek peace in their to their neighbors, but mischief is in their heart. So let please be blessed and encouraged and be faithful, brethren, and let us be a part of those that call upon the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen? And Sister Leo would like to say hello. Amen. Just a moment.
Once again, Sister Leola and Ancestor Call of Faith are in Tennessee and traveling, and we want to give Elohim thanks and praise for his traveling mercy. And also, I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line and hearing the testimonies and all of these things that everyone shared. So I just want to ask the Lord to...
Sister Leola? You? Hello? Sister Carlo? Okay, Sister Leola, you drop? Okay. Well, I just want to thank Sister Carlo and also Sister Leola for sharing as they are driving to the Richardson home. Let us pray and have them in our heart that the Lord will give them traveling mercies to reach. They are driving, so their phone dropped. So we just pray on their behalf. Thank you again, my dear sister, for coming on. 518-650, your line is open. Can you check your phone?
Yes, Sister Powell, I have been checking my phone in the first time, but I'm hearing you, but you couldn't hear me. I just start to hear you now. Thank you for opening my line. Thank you for opening my line. I am Sister Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. And I'm going to sing my song. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him for he is my health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join ye in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth. Shieldeth thee under his wings, they so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desire have been granted in what he ordaineth? Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do if with his love he befriend thee. And I'm going to read Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the trumpet and dance. Praise him with strings, instruments, and organs. Praise him upon the sound, the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that heart breath praise the Lord. Praise to the Lord the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, Lord, I just want to praise you. I just want to magnify you. I just want to lift you up. I just want to give you thanks for your goodness, for your mercy. Lord, you is God and God alone, and there is no other God but you. So, Lord, I just put myself into your hand, O God. I'm asking you to anoint me, to sanctify me, to cleanse me, to purge me, to forgive me of all my sins. Wash me, O God, and make me into what you want me to be. Lord, I put each and every one of us on this prayer line into your hand this evening, dear God. You is God and God alone, and there is no other God but you. You have made us, you have fashioned us into your likeness, O God, and we are here for a purpose. So, Jesus, please, send your holy angel to encamp round about us, O God. Beat back every darkness, beat back every unrighteousness and take away all unrighteousness and forgive us of our sins. Lord, we are your children. We are your handmaid, O God. We thank you for your keeping care, for your watch care over us. Lord, we just give ourselves to you as a living sacrifice. Mold us, O God, into your likeness and make us into what you want us to be. Lord, nothing in our hands we bring, but simple to you we come. We come to you because we need you, O God. We need you. We are asking you to sanctify us, to cleanse us, to purge us, to wash us, O God, and to make us into what you want us to be. You are God and God alone, and there is no other God but you. So please, Jesus, have your own sweet way in our life. Take full control of us. Be with all of us, O God, far and near, our families, our friends, our neighbors, all those who we come in contact with. Be with every mother, every father, every child. Lord, every minister, every leader, O God, all governments, each and every one, Jesus, at heart, break this evening. I put them into your hand, O God. Be with those who are lost loved ones, who are grieving. Feed the hungry, O God. Clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless, O God. Heal the sick. Lord, touch us with your healing hands and sanctify and cleanse us with your cleansing power, O God. You are, O God, and we long for you. We are here waiting on you, O God. Please help us to watch, to be ready to wait on you, O God, because we love you, Lord. And we are your children, Jesus. So preserve us from the unrighteous and cruel man who is trying to snatch us away from you, Lord, because we are praising you. Lord, I had so much struggle on the prayer line, but I said, God, I'm trying until I succeed, because I know I am praying to you, and you love me, O God, and you want to see me through. So whatever I do, I know you are with me to do what I have to do. So, Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for everything, O God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for each and every one on the line, and each and every family, each and every friends, each and every neighbors, each and every one. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. And whatever I fail of asking you, Lord, fail not to grant it unto me, I ask. And I give you thanks in the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Barnaby. Even though we were having a little trouble getting you on, but God is good. God wants you to be on this line to praise God and to give thanks to him for all the things that he have done, and also praying for each one of us on the line. The Lord said you have to give him the praise. He's so grateful to us, and you know what? He said if we do not praise him, he will rise the stone, that the stone will do it. So we just want to thank you, my dear sister, to be on this line and to share by singing your song, reading your scripture, and just praising God and giving us some comforting words. So we just want to give the Lord thanks for having you on the line. 985232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling? Welcome again, my brothers and sisters on this line. We are asking you to press number one that you can share. We want everyone to share tonight before a speaker come on.
Good evening, my sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for his blessings and watching over us and waking us up. I want to thank him for just being love and mercy. Thank him for all his goodness and mercy that he endured for us. I would like to read a prayer. Father, thank you for the promise of blessing in our life. We open our heart to you and ask that you cleanse us of everything that isn't pleasing to you. Search us and show us that if there show church doesn't show us if there is any unforgiveness in our heart so that we can release it and walk in your blessings for us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Forgive us of all our unrighteousness, Lord. We thank you. Amen. So I just want to thank God again because he's worthy. And thank you, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. We are blessed. Some people didn't wake up this morning. Some people didn't just make it. And just to know that we are blessed. And we thank God for being blessed. I heard my sister Leola, and I heard her with Sister Carla. Thank God she made it to Sister Carla. So she must be feeling good and blessed. So I thank God for that. And I just thank God for the prayer line. Most everybody, we're still on board. We're still on a mission for God, thank God. And we're going to continue as long as we keep praying one for another. And God's going to keep blessing us. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. God is still blessing you. Amen. And I just want to ask for prayer for all my sisters and brothers all aboard. And all the projects they have, the leaders, all the blessings they ask for, if the Lord know what it is and all that they need to help make their success all over, y'all projects and y'all whatever is need to be done. Pray for the sick, the homeless, and all the nursing homes and all the workers on the job, because it's still COVID and people are still sick, but it ain't as bad as it used to be, amen. Thank God. But we're just going to keep everyone in prayer, amen. Have a blessed evening. That's
no
it,
Brother Young tonight?
Not tonight.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming on the broadcast. Sister Brenda and Brother John, he's not on tonight, but we know that God loves him, he knows, and we are going to pray for Brother John. Thank you for sharing and, you know, wishing your sister and Sister Carla safe traveling mercy. They are together in Tennessee, and that is a blessing, you know, when we can come together as one. And she also shared, they were sharing, but eventually the phone dropped, so they are driving. So we want to give God thanks and ask God to give them traveling mercies. All right. Yeah. 347, your line is open. 47645, would you like to share testimony, and would you like to share?
Good evening, Sister Pauline. Good evening, Sister Pauline. Thanks for opening the line.
Good evening, Sister Lynn. Welcome to Advent Light. Yes, Sister Lynn, you're hearing, Sister Lynn?
Oh, sorry, it was muted. I didn't know it was muted. Sorry. Evening. Sorry. I would like to read a psalm and give a testimony. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being sound in affliction, being bound in affliction and iron. Let's stop here. Yes, I want to thank the Lord that I was able to come on the line this evening and to join my brothers and sisters in giving thanks and praises to the Lord. I want to say how today I was going out and I was felt that I couldn't make it. I just wanted to turn back home. And I prayed and said, Lord, give me the strength. Give me the strength to just to walk, just a good walk, and to faith to believe that he's going to help me. And I tell you, I kept praying and praying, and he strengthened me. I felt like I was going to pass out, but he took me to where I wanted to go, and I was able to do what I have to do, like about 2 hours. And I came back, and I was so busy home, I couldn't believe it. Where I get the strength from? But thank God, he's a God who's on time, and he hears prayer. So thank I want to, so if it's faith, I want to say how good it is to have faith in the Lord, and he's always there to hear our cry when we call upon him. So praises be to the name of the Lord. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Lynn. I'm glad to hear your voice and the good praise report that today, despite how you felt, you went out and you walk a little, and you were out there 2 hours. Despite the enemy didn't want you to do it, but perseverance and have faith in God, that God is able to do all things. So as you give thanks to him, brother, sister, my dear sister, you know, he said, whatsoever you ask, you have to just believe that he is there. So I just want to thank God that God was able to allow you to go out and do some walk. And we know the sun is good for you, my dear sister. 2 hours out there, maybe not really in the sun, but do what you have to do. But we do know that you get some energy and also vitamin D. God is so good. He's so great. Thank you for joining. All right. 272-770, your line is open. If you'd like to give a praise report or share a song, reading, your line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell. Hello to all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. I thank the Lord for another precious day of life. Thank him so much for waking me up this morning. I give him all the praise and honor and glory. I thank you, Lord, for each and every day. And thank you for those who are out in other lands that are being persecuted, dear Lord. Please be with them and strengthen them. And I want to lift every person up on this prayer line to the Lord, that he strengthens each and every person, dear Lord, and that he gives them sustenance to continue to keep pressing forward and to keep moving on. I thank him for that, and I thank him for my sister Lynn. I thank him for Sister Powell. I thank the Lord for Sister Payne, for Sister Barnaby. And I thank the Lord for Brother Eli. And I thank the Lord for Brother John and Sister Brenda, Sister Carla, and Sister Leola. I bless them all. And I ask the Lord that he will sustain them, protect them, cover them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. May he wash them as white as snow in his sacred holy blood, and bless everyone on this prayer line tonight. I thank him so much for all he has done for me and my family and my children and my grandchildren. I'm so grateful to the Lord. I want to bless Sister Stephanie and her beautiful children, Kaja and KJ. Bless them abundantly, more than they can ever ask or ever dream, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And
amen.
I would like to share a song, which is one of my favorite songs, I Must Tell Jesus, if I may.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, he understands me. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind and compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver. Makes all my troubles quickly an end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and he will help me. Over the world, the victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My name is Pimico Preston. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to share with all of my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. So I thank you so much, and I hope we have a blessed and beautiful evening together on the prayer line, and just want to ask for prayer for each and every person on the prayer line for tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear sister Tamiko. God is so good, he's so great. We can tell Jesus everything, all our trials, all our tribulation, all our burden. Only Jesus can help us. Thank you, my dear sister, for reminding us that when we are going through our crucibles, we can go to Jesus and we can talk to him. He is our burden bearer. So thank you for the singing and also for praying for each and every one of us. Brothers and sisters, we are asking you if you want to share, press number one, that I can open your line, because the next voice after this you will hear after we pray, do prayer, is our dear brother Akin, who will be our speaker tonight. All right? So we're going to open this line and asking for prayer. If you could pray for us, my dear brother Anil. 631, can you pray, Brother Anil? 631-552, your line is open. Can you do prayer for us? Brother Anil, can you check your phone? All right, maybe he's not. All right, brothers and sisters, now is the time that we are going in prayer. Now is the time you all have the opportunity that you can kneel or bow your head and whisper a little prayer from the to the Lord. You heard the prayer request of Sister Tamika praying for the whole family and also her family member, and also praying for our church and our pastor. And also Brother Eli is praying, my dear brothers and sisters, for himself, Johari, Daniel, and also Jovel. So let us lift up the Lord, lift up all these requests. And remember, dear Pastor Hakeem,
priest to lift him up, that the Lord will use him to present the God's message tonight to us. Let's pray. Kind and loving Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, your children come before you to give you all the praise that due to you. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the many, many blessings that you have given unto us, Lord. You pour your blessings with health. You pour your blessings with food, blessing with shelter, clothing, peace of mind, blessing that we can join in this form to present our requests, Lord, and to ask you to help us, dear Father, that you will work within us and that we will be obedient to your will, to follow your command and to be covered under your righteousness so we can able to go and share your words to others. Lord, we know we cannot do it alone. Without you, we can't do nothing. So this evening, we here as family, Lord, come on the line. Every family, Lord, Brother Aki and Lord, Brother Yudi, Brother Bernard, Brother Richardson, and Brother Serge, dear Father, Brother O'Neill. Lord, we present them to you, Lord. We also present Brother Eli as he lift up, dear Father, himself, his mother, Javel, Johari, and also the house team, dear Lord. And Dashel, Lord, he lift up Ishma, Lord, all these individuals. We lift up Sister Carla this evening and Sister Leola, who is traveling to Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson. We ask you to give them traveling mercies, Lord. We lift up to you to that Brother O'Neill as he pray for his siblings. He was asking you to have your own sweet way in the life of his children. Keep them and guide them that they will keep their eyes upon you. Lord, we lift up to you tonight, Sister Stephanie, as she pray for Karja, dear Lord, is preparing to go to college. Also lift up KJ, Lord, and also the team, dear Father, that they study the Great Controversy, a team group that is studying the Word of Truth, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to pour your blessings upon each one. We also lift up our dear Sister Lynn, who joined us tonight, dear Lord, giving praise and thanks for what you have done for her in her walking today, in which, dear Lord, she's to be obedient with your will and your 8 laws of health that you have given unto us so that we must be obedient in doing your will. So, Lord, we just lift her up to you. You are the great physician, and we leave her in your care. We also lift up Sister Payne. Bless her. We have not been hearing from Sister Payne, but we ask you to strengthen her, dear Lord, and the ministry that she's doing out there in the community, evangelizing. We ask you to give her the strength, Lord, that she will continue to do your will. We lift up Brother Yudi, Lord, to you. You know the desire of his heart, and you know the trials and tribulations that he is going through, Lord. But we ask you, Lord, for strength in that young man and keep him, dear Father, that he will keep his eyes focused upon you. Bless his children, also his wife, the project, the health store. Lord, we thank you for what you have been doing so far. You have been blessing, Lord. So we ask you, Father, that to let that light to be a little lighthouse, Lord, upon the earth, that whosoever come go in, whether to purchase, Lord, books or anything, that they will feel the presence of you there, dear Father. So we lift him up to you. We lift up our dear Sister Barnaby. Continue to pour your blessings as she prays, give praise, and thank you for what you have done in her life as she cheers. Her testimony of the goodness that you have done before for her, Lord, and the praise in her heart, Lord, and she's asking you that, Lord, to allow her that she will able, Lord Jesus, to be obedient to in your words and to also to share with others. She's looking for that new home that you have told us, Lord, that each and every one of us on the line is looking forward to enter that new home, that mansion that you have gone to prepare for us. So, Father, we ask you to allow us, dear Lord, that we will come closer and closer to you each going on into this world, that we will not look upon the things of this world, but we will look upon our Heavenly Father who is pleading in glory for us. So, Lord, we just ask you for blessings upon her and her grandchildren, Lord, her sons and her daughters, Lord, her family members in Jamaica, and also those that are here. Lift up her church family, the pastors and the leadership, Lord, of their church. Lord, she lift them up to you. Pour your blessings, Lord, and allow the truth, that the truth will be shed, Lord. Speak, share, that, Lord, people will come to know you by listening to the truth of your word. Lord, we also lift up myself, Lord. Bless and keep, guide, protect, and allow me, dear Lord, that I will be a light wherever I go in my little community. And the project, dear Lord, that you have alone unto us, Lord, to be kind and loving to our brothers and our sisters and our neighbor, that, dear Father, you will bless it so much. And those who enjoy and, Lord, will be able to give thanks and to give, share your words to others, Lord. We also this evening, Father, lift up our youth, Lord. You know all about our youth. Our youth is one that you said the older ones supposed to be teaching them, Lord, with the experiences that the older one have. Allow us, Lord, that we will share with the youth them, Lord, that we will present your word to with the youth, dear Lord. These youths, dear Father, need your love, so we ask you to draw them to you. You know all about them, dear Father, so we lift them up. We also lift up, Father, our dear Sister Tamika, Sister Elizabeth, Sister Miriam, Sister Rochelle, Tony, her grandchildren, dear Pastor Duby, Lord, Sister Payne, Sister Lynn, Sister Elizabeth, Sister Richardson, Sister Lihola, and Sister Carla, myself, Sister Consinelli, Sister Barnaby, dear Father, and all the sisters, and also Brother Udi, and everyone, she lift them up. You know them, and you know the hearts, and you know the name. So this evening, we just want to thank you. Now, dear Lord, we present our speaker, Pastor Akin. Continue to bless, keep, Lord, faithful servant, Lord, carrying out your words out, dear Lord. And we ask you to pour your blessings upon him, and that is with that word that he present this evening, Lord, that we all will be blessed and be changed. We just want to give you thanks. We want to give you praise for hearing. And if there is any of names that I leave out, dear Lord, you know the desire for an ark, and you know their names. Those who are watching on the internet, Lord, we ask you, Father, for blessings upon them. Bless us tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We lift up Past Elder Rick and Ashley, and also his wife, Lord. Lift them up to you this evening in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, we are asking you to get your King James Version and also the Bible and your notepad and prepare to take notes. And the next voice you will hear is Pastor Akin James. Okay, open his line. 301-640, your line is open.
All right. Praise the Lord that we can get back together once again this Sunday to study, to continue our study in Daniel. And so Daniel chapter 11, and we are coming now to the final verse, to the last two verses. We covered it a little bit last week, and we're going to continue to cover it this week. So the aspect of it, let's go there, Daniel chapter 11, and verse 44 and 45. All right. So, Daniel chapter 11, verses 44, it says, now you remember, we covered verses 41, King of the North, Babylonian principles, enter in among God's people. We found out that this is not only as it concerns music, This is also as it concerns our prophetic understanding. Many are moving away from the principles that they've been established, that they were in before the situations that are happening in our world today. And my fear is, as I mentioned before, as this world becomes more intense in its divided nature, what will happen is that people will move away more and more from the more sure word of prophecy as they are doing today, and they will begin to believe false interpretations of the prophecies, right? And so we found out things like that have entered as evangelicals in light of people swearing by certain political beliefs. Even Seventh-day Adventists have come to the point where they now believe some among us, let me say it that way, are believing that the mark of the beast is the COVID vaccine, or believing that the Israel of God is the group that's in Palestine. And so you have these situations that's taking place where we know what the 490-year prophecy told us about the Jewish nation, that while God can have people come to him from any religion, from any movement, and follow him in these last days, that they must receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And the other thing is that inspiration tells us that the mark of the beast has been what it has always been and proclaimed to be by our movement, and that is Sunday sacredness legislated by law. But as these evangelical teachings begin to enter in among God's people, it says, but out of his hand, out of the King of the North's hand, which is comprised of not only the papacy, but the papacy's daughters, the fallen Babylonian churches, what will happen? The King of the North will enter in. We saw it's not only musically, but ideologically, as it concerns our understanding of prophecy. And then it says, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom, Moab, and the chief children of Ammon. And we found out that the similarity here is, or the connection here is, that all of these groups that are mentioned, Edom, Moab, and the chief children of Ammon, all of these are relatives of Israel. Edom are the descendants. The Edomites are the descendants of Esau. Moab and Ammon were the children born to Lot as a result of sleeping with his daughters, or in that situation when he was drunk, that his daughters slept with him. He slept with his daughters, and the result was the bringing forth of these two children, from whom two groups of people came forward, but they were all relatives of Israel. And so this is crucial for us to understand, because what are we seeing here spiritually then? The relatives of the people who constitute the glorious land in the last days, modern Israel, the Seventh-day Adventist movement, our relatives, the Christian churches, even out of those churches, even out of those religions that are related to us in some way, shape, or form, these people will leave out of these groups and shall escape from under the authority of the King of the North, which is who? Made up of whom? The papacy and the daughters of the papacy, the fallen churches. So groups will escape out of his hand. And then it says, what shall the King of the North then do? He shall stretch forth his hand, a symbol of his authority, Sunday sacredness, legislated by law, also upon the countries. And the land of Egypt shall not escape. And we realize that just as it was in verse 40, so is it in verse 42. There is no hint that Egypt has changed. Egypt is still atheism. And so what happens to atheism? Is it the end time threat? No. Rather, it falls under the papacy. It falls under the papal system and her daughters. Ultimately, the papal system and her daughters swallow up the papacy. Their authority is stretched over atheism, and the papacy and the fallen daughters, they overtake atheism. And so hence it says, he shall stretch forth his hand, the King of the North, also upon the countries. So this goes international. Sunday law goes international. And then it says, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. So what are we realizing here? By the time we get to verses 42, what are we realizing? We're realizing, or I should say, to the latter part of verse 41, as the children of Edom, Moab, and the chief children of Ammon are escaping. What are we realizing here? We're realizing then that what's happening? What's happening is this. We are beginning to enter into the little time of trouble. And we're going to see this made more clear, because by the time you get to verse 12, probation closes. And we know that according to Bible prophecy, the little time of trouble commences before probation closes. So what we're looking at here now from the latter part of verse 41, not the beginning part, but the latter part of verse 41, as people are beginning to escape out of the hand of the king of the north, we are entering into the scenario of the time of trouble. And how is this point brought out even more? Verse 42 says, he shall stretch forth his hand, meaning his authority. Now the authority, the symbol of the papacy's authority, is none other than Sunday sacredness. So that means if he stretches forth his hands, symbol of his authority, over the countries, which means this thing goes, it's not just, into, it's, it may start off national, but it goes international. Because he says, it says he stretches forth his hand also upon the countries. This means, friends, we're now looking at the latter part of Revelation 13, where now in Revelation 13, the image of the beast has already been formed. We're probably somewhere in verse 15, as we're talking about the image of the beast, and those who don't worship it would be persecuted and killed. So as we're looking at this now, his hand stretches forth, and who falls under his power? Even atheism. Even atheism falls under the power of the papal system. And how is this made possible? Hold your fingers there with me in verse 42, and I want you to go with me. Hold your fingers there, but go with me in your Bibles to the book of Revelation, the Revelation chapter 13, and we're going to see something here. How is it possible that atheism will one day fall under the papal system, the power of the papal system, and even evangelical Christianity, which comprises the fallen daughters of the papal system? How is it that they will fall under? How is it that atheism will fall under these powers? And by the way, it's powerful because even though there may be a more of a connection between the Pope that is presently there, Pope Francis, and atheists, and not only atheists, but people from the LGBTQ community, there's a great connection between Pope Francis and these communities. You remember, it was just determined the other day, about a few weeks ago, that the papal system would not put into ecclesiastical authority those who were practicing the lifestyles that comprise the that are comprised within the LGBTQ community. But there was a connection. There's a connection, a great connection between the present pope and also not only atheists, but those of the LGBTQIA plus community. However, you remember the King of the North does not only comprise the papal system. It is comprised also of her fallen daughter, the fallen churches, evangelical apostate Protestantism today. And friends, I tell you the truth. Atheism and also the LGBTQ community hates much of evangelical Protestantism today because there is a huge homophobic mindset within evangelical Protestantism today. It's not just the desire to stand for the truth, but it's a desire to stand for the truth and present that truth of what the Bible says concerning these lifestyles in a manner that is hateful, in a manner that has serious animosity. And so hence, conservative Christianity is hated by the two communities of atheism and the LGBTQ community. And so there's this animosity there. So how is it going to come a time when finally even Sunday legislation is going to reach over atheism itself and they will surrender to that? How is that going to be possible? Friends, very simple. What's going to happen is that as there is a steady compromise entering into the churches, adding itself to those compromises, verse 13 tells us, and he, speaking of Protestantism, the power that will be working behind apostate Protestantism in the United States, he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the first beast. And that is the papal system. So apostate Protestantism fire is going to fall in the midst of that system. Apostate Protestantism is about to experience major miracles. And friends, that is taken from where? That passage, the idea concerning fire falling from heaven, is taken from the Old Testament. You remember, this fire falling from heaven is not about judgment. It's not about destroying people. Friends, it's actually a fire that draws people. Now, in the Old Testament, do we have a fire that when it fell from heaven, it actually drew people to God? Friends, the answer is yes. We have the story of Elijah. The story of Elijah in the showdown on Mount Carmel between him and the prophets of Baal. And as the prophets of Baal gave their sacrifice and called on the god Baal, friends, nothing happened. But as Elijah called upon the Lord, what happened? The first prayer, friends, what took place? Fire fell from heaven and consumed the sacrifice. We find, and then what happened after that? A revival took place. People turned back to God. People were drawn to him. Friends, it's a similar thing that took place in the New Testament. Acts chapter 1, the disciples did a preparatory work for 10 days of drawing close to the Lord, looking by faith into the heavenly sanctuary where he was about to be inaugurated. And friends, on the day of Pentecost, what happened? That fire fell from heaven again. The Holy Spirit came upon the heads of the disciples as tongues of fire and filled them with power to speak in the languages of the nations that were gathered at Jerusalem at that time. And what happened? A revival took place. So what does fire falling from heaven symbolize when it's drawing people? It's symbolizing a revival. But here's the thing. When this revival happens, notice what happens. It's deceiving men. In Revelation 13, people are drawn to deception, not truth. In other words, what we're seeing in Revelation 13:13 from the apostate Protestant church is that in the midst of the apostate Protestant churches of the United States, the second beast, what will happen? A false revival will sweep this nation. And when it sweeps this nation, it will go from this nation to the rest of the world. And what will the revival, what will be the heart of this revival? Friends, do you know what it will be? We learn in verse 14 and 15 and 16 what it will be. Verse 14 says, "And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, which they had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had wound by a sword and did live." This image, by the way, of the first beast was how the first beast worked. The first beast, the papal system, worked during the Dark Ages by the church telling the state the laws that should be enacted, the religious laws that should be enacted. So when an image is made in the United States of the first beast, what are we saying? That the United States will follow in the footsteps of Rome in uniting church and state. But when this happens, where will this all lead? What laws will come out of this? It says in verse 15, "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed." How does a nation speak? Through its laws. So therefore, laws would come forth, which would result, which comes about as a result of the union of church and state. Foundation is laid, church and state unite. In light of that, what is the result? Laws are passed. That if the people don't follow those laws, what's the cost? Their very lives, they're killed. But not only are laws passed, but one law among all those laws is the very sign of the papacy's authority. For it says in verse 16, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads." Friends, this is the sign of the papal system's authority. Sunday legislated. For the papacy itself tells us that the mark of its authority is Sunday sacredness. And friends, when it says here in verse 16, "and he causeth all," the word "causeth" there actually means to force those who are small, great, rich, poor, free, slave, to receive a mark. In other words, this is not just Sunday sacredness we're talking about. This is Sunday sacredness legislated by law. For how does a nation speak? Through its laws. So friends, how is this going to come about? Because it tells us all. That would then include Egypt, right? It would include atheism. It would include everyone that even disagrees with the papal system and fallen Protestant churches. How is this going to happen? Friends, the way that this happens is that there was a setup for people to actually go along with the Sunday movement. And what was that setup? Who started setting this up? I want to read a statement to you guys here, if you would give me a moment. And this is a study I was doing this past weekend with some folks in New York. God has been truly moving, friends. This past yesterday, and Friday night, it's amazing. People want to know the prophetic truths, the more sure word of prophecy, and especially in a time when there's so much complexity. And friends, this is why we must proclaim these truths with wisdom and with tact, but yet with boldness. On Friday night, we were speaking about the end time events in its chronological sequence. And friends, over 108 people came onto that Zoom meeting as we were studying the word of truth and the prophetic time periods and what this will all lead to in the end. On Saturday, we continue to show the missing link that will lead the world over the edge in finally making a decree to destroy God's people. Friends, over, praise the Lord, all glory to him. For I am a filthy man apart from Jehovah. Friends, over 114 people came onto that Zoom meeting to hear the prophetic truths of God's word about how this is all going to end. And in the evening, we covered the only thing that will help us to stand through this time, which is the early and the latter rain experience. Over the same amount of people came in order to hear how we can solidify ourselves so that we'll be able to stand. And this was the statement that I was telling them as it concerns how Sunday will reach to its height. How is it that this will happen? Friends, let me read this statement to you. This is a profound statement, all right? This blew my mind. And this is what it states here. It states in Great Controversy, 591. Okay, how is it that atheists can be drawn? You remember, to an atheist, seeing is believing. To an atheist, just like to a Christian, they are emotionally connected to those who they love. And think about it. If we lose a loved one, friends, and that person was dear to us, friends, we long to see them again. Both for the Christian and for the atheist, for the Seventh-day Adventist as well. Even though we know that we are going to see them again, our hope is in the second coming and to be reunited with friends and family members and children that we have lost. And friends, atheists have the same desire to be connected with the loved ones that they have lost, except they have no hope in the second coming. They are looking to reconnect, and their hearts are broken without hope. So get this. What happens then when evil angels personate at the end of time departed loved ones? What do you think will happen to the emotions of an atheist? Friends, it will listen to anything that departed loved one has to say. And friends, this is what they will tell them. You know what those angels appearing as their departed loved ones will tell them that will bring them to the foot of the papacy? Do you know what it is, friends? Great Controversy 591. Communications from spirits will declare that God has sent them to convince the rejectors of Sunday of their error, affirming that the laws of the land should be obeyed as the laws of God. They will lament the great wickedness in the world and second the testimony, here it is, of religious leaders, the false revivals, of religious leaders, that the degraded state of morals in society is caused by the desecration of Sunday. Great will be the indignation against all, excited against all who refuse to accept their testimony. Friends, this is what will be spread. As demons appear, to both to Seventh-day Adventists, to Christians, to atheists, as demons appear as departed loved ones, they will communicate the same message, that there is, that the reason for the havoc within society is because of the desecration of Sunday. And friends, because to many, including the atheist, seeing is believing, because that atheist loves that family member so much, to see that individual appear before them and to have conversation with them and to realize that and to be persuaded that they become angels in heaven and that the world needs to return to God by reverencing Sunday, friends, they will take every word to heart and they will come under and submit to the authority of the papacy and to the fallen Protestant churches. Friends, this is why the major thing that we need to be preparing ourselves for is when the papal system, the fallen Protestant churches, and the power and the civil power all unite together with spiritualism. This is the real end time threat, because this is the message. As these angels communicate these messages about Sunday's sacredness, this is where the atheist will go. The atheist will go to the papal system. Hence, we read in Daniel chapter 11, what did we read in verse 42? He shall stretch forth his hand. In other words, he shall stretch or he shall spread the power of the Sunday legislation. Also upon, it says here, the country. So it will go international. And the land of Egypt, atheism, shall not escape. That's why it says this. Friends, it is Satan's most fascinating delusions, the ability of him and his fallen angels to personate the dead. Now, as this takes place, it says in verse 43, but he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over the precious things of Egypt. So not only will Egypt fall under the papal system, but will render unto the papal system all of these secularists and atheists that have so much in abundance in terms of wealth, they will give that wealth over to the papal system. Gold and silver, which means the papacy will have control, apostate Protestantism will have control over the economics of the world. But friends, there rises a power that stands against this, as we saw, and that's God's people in verse 44. They bring the message, the sealing message, which is the message that rises from the east, according to Revelation chapter 7, and the message out of the north, which is the loud cry message of Revelation 18. As they bring forth this message, that the people might receive it and receive the seal of the living God, people begin to flee out of the papal system, out of the Protestant churches, to join God's commanding keeping people. And this is why it says, as a result, this news that begins to depopulate his kingdom shall trouble the king of the north. In other words, it will shake him up because he realizes he's losing people. And how do we know, how can we be sure that now we are in the little time of trouble by this verse? Friends, it says, therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. That means what? That means the final martyrdom. Men will be destroyed because of their belief systems. Men will be destroyed because they stand against this union of church and state and the papacy's agenda. So as this happens, I'm going to read some statements to you here as we move forward. And this, of course, can be found in Last Day Events, The Little Time of Trouble. She says, the view, she says, and this is on page 33 of early writings, it says, a view is given. It says, at the commencement of the time of trouble, we were filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the latter rain, which produces the loud cry, as we went forth to proclaim the Sabbath more fully. This view, that's the sealing message, right? This view was given in 1847, when there were but few of the Advent brethren observing the Sabbath. So she was seeing the future. And of these, but few supposed that its observance was of sufficient importance to draw a line between the people of God and unbelievers. Now the fulfillment of that view is beginning to be seen.
The commencement of the time of trouble here mentioned does not refer to the time when the plague shall begin to be poured out, but to a short period just before they are poured out while Christ is in the sanctuary. This is the little time of trouble we're talking about. Time, while the work of salvation is closing, trouble will be coming on the earth, and the nations will be angry, yet held in check so as not to prevent the work of the third angel, because not everyone has made their decision. The law of God through the agency of Satan is to be made void. In our land of boasted freedom, religious liberty will come to an end. The contest will be decided over the Sabbath question, which will agitate not just America, but the whole world, we are told. Friends, this is why, and notice who's doing this. It is as the enemy of souls uses the papal system and apostate Protestantism. This is what ends religious liberty. Forget about Marxism and socialism, communism, atheism. What ends religious freedom, according to the spirit of prophecy, is the papal system united with apostate Protestantism, friends. Don't change your view of the prophetic layout for the sake of political expediency. Don't do it, friends. A great crisis awaits the people of God. Very soon our nation will attempt to enforce upon all the observance of the first day of the week as a sacred day. In doing this, they will not scruple to compel men against the voice of their own conscience to observe the day the nation declares to be the Sabbath. That's Review and Herald, Extra, December 11, 1888. Seventh-day Adventists will fight the battle over the seven-day Sabbath. The authorities of the United States and in other countries will rise up in their pride and power and make laws to restrict religious liberty. That's why we just read here in verse 42, it says, "He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries." So it's not just, it's going to start in the U.S., but it's going to spread to other countries. The Protestants of the United States, listen to it again, the Protestants of the United States will be foremost in stretching their hands across the gulf to grasp the hands of spiritualism. They will reach over the abyss to clasp hands with the Roman power. And under the influence of this threefold union, this country will follow in the steps, the image of the beast now, they will follow in the steps of Rome in trampling upon the rights of conscience. Now, what do you think happens to those who oppose this? All who will not bow to the decree of the national councils and obey the national laws, that's what we're covering, nation speaks by its laws, Revelation 13, and obey the national laws to exalt the Sabbath instituted by the man of sin to the disregard of God's holy day, will feel not the oppressive power of popery alone, but of the Protestant world, the image of the beast. That's Selected Messages, Volume 2, page 380. Those religious bodies who refuse to hear God's messages of warning will be under strong deception and will unite with the civil power to persecute the saints. The Protestant churches will unite with the papal power in persecuting the commandment-keeping people of God. The lamb-like power unites with the dragon in making war upon those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's the spirit of prophecy, by the way. So there will be a people who, unlike what is happening today, many people falling for prophetic lies, there will be a people who remain firm to the commandments of God and what was revealed in the testimonies. The church appeals to the strong arm of civil power, and in this work, papists and Protestants unite. Those who live during the last days of this earth's history will know what it means to be persecuted for the truth's sake. In the courts, injustice will prevail. The judges will refuse to listen to the reasons of those who are loyal to the commandments of God, because they know the arguments in favor of the fourth commandment are unanswerable. Skipping down, it says, in cases where we are brought before the courts, we are to give up our rights unless it brings us into collision with God. It is not our rights we are pleading for, but God's right to our servants. The same masterful mind that plotted against the faithful in ages past is still seeking to rid the earth of those who fear God and obey his law. Wealth, genius, education will combine to cover them with contempt. Persecuting rulers, ministers, and church members will conspire against them. With voice and pen, by boast, threats, and ridicule, they will seek to overthrow their faith. There will come a time when, because of our advocacy of Bible truth, we will be treated as traitors. Those who honor the Bible Sabbath will be denounced as enemies. Here's the word that's being used, by the way, a lot in our world today. Will be denounced. Those who honor the Bible Sabbath will be denounced as enemies of law and order. Ho, ho, ho. As breaking down the moral restraints of society, causing anarchy and corruption, and calling down the judgments of God upon the earth, their conscientious scruples will be pronounced obstinacy, stubbornness, and contempt of authority. They will be accused of disaffection toward the government. The Great Controversy, page 592. Friends, this is what it will come to. This is why so many, what do we then read? That's why then so many of us will then face persecution. This is what it states. I'm going to read this to you guys. This is so intense. The best thing for us is to come into close connection with God. And if he would have us be martyrs for the truth's sake, it may be the means of bringing many more into the truth. Many will be imprisoned, many will flee for their lives from cities and towns, and many will be martyrs for Christ's sake and standing in defense of truth. This is what we're reading in verse 44. He went forth with great fury to destroy and utterly make away many. There is a prospect before us of a continued struggle at the risk of imprisonment, loss of property, and even of life itself. Men will be required to render obedience to human edicts in violation of the divine law. Those who are true to God will be menaced, denounced, proscribed. They will be betrayed by both parents and brethren and kinsfolk, that's relatives, and friends, even unto death. We are not to have the courage and fortitude of the martyrs of old until brought into the position they were in. Should there be a return of persecution, there would be grace given to arouse every energy of the soul to show a true heroism. So friends, as we're looking at this now, we're realizing, whoa. And there are many more statements like this, by the way, that are written by Ellen White to the church, that they should be warned. I'll read to you one of those statements as we move forward. This is actually found in the Great Controversy. The Great Controversy, and we'll read another statement from First Testimonies, well, Volume 1 of the Testimonies, 182. It says, as the controversy extends into new fields and the minds of the people are called to God's downtrodden law, Satan is astir. The power attending the message, that's the message of the loud cry, will only madden those who oppose it. The clergy will put forth almost superhuman efforts to shut away the light, lest it should shine upon their flocks. By every means at their command, they will endeavor to suppress the discussion of these vital questions. The church appeals to the strong arm of civil power, and in this work, papists and Protestants unite. As the movement for Sunday enforcement becomes more bold and decided, the law will be invoked against commandment keepers. They will be threatened with fines and imprisonment. And some will be offered positions of influence and other rewards and advantages as inducements to renounce their faith. In other words, bribery. But their steadfast answer is, show us from the word of God our error. The same plea that was made by Luther under similar circumstances. Those who are arraigned before the courts make a strong vindication of the truth. And some who hear them are led to take their stand to keep all the commandments of God. Thus light will be brought before thousands who otherwise would know nothing of these truths. So as we are persecuted and brought before the courts, what Satan would be using to bring our downfall, friends, God will be using to spread his message. As we are brought before the courts, you can take it to the bank that as we are brought to these courts, friends, we will be brought on national television, probably even being viewed worldwide as we stand for our faith. And many who hear these arguments via media, via the television, via their phones, will say, wow, this sounds very logical and true. This sounds like what the Word of God teaches. I will accept it. Friends, the table, the tide will turn. What the enemy designed for our destruction, God will use for spreading of his name, or to move forward his word. All right? So next week, we are going to be coming by God's grace to verse 45, which says, and he, the king of the north, shall plant the tabernacles of his palaces between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. The actual Greek, the actual Hebrew there is, instead of in, it's actually against. So basically it should say, and he shall plant the tabernacles of his palaces, or the tabernacles of his palace, between the seas against the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his, and none shall help him. So we're going to look at that verse next week, verses 45 and chapter 12 and verse 1. You don't want to miss that, friends, because we're going to see how God will do a powerful work as we come to verses 45 and verse 12 as well. So I pray that this made sense as we close for this evening. And friends, this is why we truly need, whether or not we live up to this time, we need a vibrant relationship with the Son of God. So this is why, as we end off Daniel chapter 11, we're going to go in. We'll touch chapter 12, and we will cover something in chapter 12 that will begin to show us the necessary experience that will prepare us for what is coming. It is to have a relationship with Christ, to come to know him as our personal Lord and Savior through the word, through prayer, and as we go out and spread his word, entering into the experiences that Christ had as he ministered to others. That, friends, God seals us into the truth, that we will not be moved even if it costs us our lives. And so I pray, friends, that this made sense to us. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, I know that those on here, as they are listening, some have probably heard this for the first time. I pray that it made sense to us. I pray, Father, that you will save us. Save us. Prepare us for these times if we should live to then. And if not, just prepare us so that we might be ready to close our earthly experience, Lord, if we should die before that time. But if not, whatever your will is, I just pray, O Lord, that we will be established in Jesus. Help us to study these truths, that we might be established in the present truth, and him who is present truth personified, Jesus Christ. We pray and we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Pastor Akin, for that wonderful, wonderful message. And brothers and sisters, despite of what we heard, clear each one of us here what is going to come down upon God's people. But you know what? Although these things is going to come down, God is the one who comforts us. And we have a work to do, as our dear brother and elder said, right? And the work that we have to do, while Brother Akin was presenting, I'm saying, Lord, Sister Paul will have a work to do. Because in prepare, making ourselves to prepare for that great day, I have to find myself, as we have been studying, to be a loving love for one another. I have to ask the Lord that I can totally surrender everything and that is required, and also cleaning, making the way, you know, for the latter rain and the former rain, so that the Pentecost message and the Pentecost will fall upon us, the Holy Spirit, that we can able to go out and share the word, right? So we just have to look for the good part, to keep God in our mind, in our heart, and, you know, to follow his command and, you know, make ourselves right with him. So I just want to give God thanks tonight that, you know, we can come on this form, not to be scareful of what we heard, because, you know, what sometimes, you know, persecution, when we hear about persecution for God's saints, God's children, we may be fearful, but with God, and as we do all the things that he wants us to do, because, you know, we will overcome, just as the day of Pentecost, brothers and sisters, and that is my desire.